verse right at the beginning of the second canto, which in one sense describes the essence of the entire presentation of the Bhagavatam. Do you have another one in the knapsack?
No.
Okay. That's curious. I will. The Bhagavatam ends with Namasankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papapanashanam. And if one, all glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Sarva Papapanashanam. Just by chanting Krishna's names, chanting this Nama Sankirtan, the name of Krishna, Sarva Papa. What is Papa? Panashanam. Oh yeah. Finished. And then Panamo, Dukkha Samanas, and all miseries completely diminished just by Panamo, by offering one obeisances. So this person, Tam Namami Harim Param, this person, Krishna, is so wonderful, the Supreme Person. This is how the Bhagavatam ends. That just by, perhaps you can turn it down a little bit, just by chanting his name, all one's sinful reactions are finished, and just by offering obeisances to him, all one's misery is diminished. Because where do our miseries come from? They come from challenging the material world, trying to make our way in the world, struggling for existence, clawing our way to the top to even survive, fending off all the competition, smashing our enemies, rewarding our... What a life! Struggle. It is undoubtedly called the struggle for existence. So therefore, if one just acknowledges the fact that I cannot struggle, I should rather offer my respectful obeisance to that one who is all-powerful, Krishna, then immediately, one's miseries diminish. And if one chants the names of Krishna, then immediately one removes the sinful reactions, which is the cause of suffering. What to speak if one chants Krishna's names with love? Because if one chants Krishna's names without offense, even with no love, what is that called, that stage of chanting? Namavas. Then namabhasya haite hai sarva papachai. Same point. What to speak if one chants with love? So the Bhagavatam is trying to convince us that our home here is not in the material world. No one, because your home is your... There's a famous American poet who defined home is the place where you go, they cannot turn you away. It's obviously not the material world, because everyone's going to get kicked out. It's just a matter of time. But if we want to go home to Krishna, we will not be turned away. And the methodology, the prime method of going home in this age, is described by Srila Sukadeva Goswami. The opening words, practically speaking, that he says to Maharaj Prickett, who is going to die very soon, within 7 days. And these are the words. You perhaps know this verse. Etanna vidyamananam. That means, etan means it is. Navidyamananam. Navidyamanam means one who is completely free from material desires. Ichitam, akuto bayam, yoginam, reaper, nirninam. Nirninam means this is the conclusion. This has already been decided. There's no need to argue about it, discuss about it, do research. This is the conclusion of the self-realized sages, that if you are navidyamananam, if you are free from material desires, if you are ichatam, if you have so many material desires, or if you yoginam, which is defined here, yoginam ripa, it means one who is searching for either yoga or jnana or knowledge. If you're in any category, practically speaking, the doubtless, it is concluded that that the doubtless and akutovayam and the fearless way to the place to take shelter is Hari Nama Anukirtanam. The Anu in Hari Nama Kirtanam, the Anu means continuous. This is the shelter. In fact, the only shelter, and the shelter that we are longing for. We are lost. Really, we are lost in this world. And this is how to become found. So, itan navidyamananam, ichitam, akutobayam, yoginam, ripanirinam, harinama, anukirtanam. What does the anu mean?
Continuous.
Continuous one. More and more and more and more. Continuously, as much as possible. Prime engagement. Is that possible? I know one devotee who, like, let me think of when his difficulty started for him. Perhaps in, it was interesting that I remember meeting him in Vrindavan in 1980. And said, "How are you?" And if you're an Australian, you say, "Not too bad." I don't know what the, if you're Bengali, you say, "Kumbhalo." Very good. So he was American. He said, "Very good." That's him. Sometimes Americans say, "Great, fantastic." No one should be so bold to say that. So he said, "I'm doing great. My Krishna consciousness is so great." Of course, this was just before he started having incredible troubles, so much suffering. He was a leader, and this is very, very, very sincere, very, very good-hearted. But so many troubles. He lost his position. He lost his prestige. Suffered so much. And years in, a friend of mine, so we always would talk. And then perhaps I spoke to him on this one topic, perhaps 20 years later. And he told me, I said, "How are things going?" The topic got around to Harinam Anukirtanam, the continuous chanting of Krishna's name. And he said, "I have been suffering so much that my thinking, my existence was causing me so much pain that I've just developed the habit of always chanting. In my mind, out of my mind, continuously chanting." And that actually is shelter. Akutobayam. That is purifying. And then eventually, whatever planet was afflicting him, it ended, and then, reinstated or something like that. So when something, if a series of terrible events happens to us, and no one wants that to happen, but if somehow or another we take shelter Krishna's names and get that eternal benefit, was the terrible thing fortunate or unfortunate? It was the greatest fortune. In fact, there is nothing, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there is nothing other than the holy names, the shelter of the holy names, to be gained within this world. This is the purpose of life. If we can gain Krishna's shelter in this way, we are the most fortunate persons, because that fortune is ours forever. We have gained something that is truly ours. We have come home because Abhinatam Namanamano, Krishna is Krishna's name. Krishna is fully there, equal, abhina, none different than his name, fully manifest. Nam nam akari vuhuri nivasava shakti sattva pitani mitasmaranena kala. You're fully manifest in your holy names. So how wonderful. So this is the message. Regardless if we are ichitam, what does ichitam mean? Full of desires. Or navidyamananam, which means completely free from all material desires, or where yogi is desiring either jnana or siddhis or whatever, karma, sabha, karma, mukha, karma, just somehow or another gain the shelter of Krishna's holy names.
One of whose names is Shyam. Another verse in the Ajamil pastime. Right before. Or the, this is when the Yamadutas are speaking to the Vishnudutas. This is the Vishnudutas speaking. The chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Now the end part of this verse is the special, the point of these two verses was the special point I wanted you to listen to, because this is the effect of chanting Krishna's names. The chanting of the holy name of Lord Vishnu is the best process of atonement. Atonement means Sanskrit word? Prayaschitta. What does atonement mean?
Repentance.
Yeah, it's an act done to remove the sinful reaction for a sinful deed. So no one wants to suffer for the inappropriate acts that one performs. So there's a list of offenses, horrible offenses, many of them. And that the holy names are the best atonement for that, because the Vishnudutas are telling the Yamadutas that Ajamil in fact is sinless. You're taking him away, trying to punish him for all he has done, all the pop, all the sinful actions he has done, but in fact he is sinless. He has atoned for everything due to his chanting of the holy names. So this is what they say, but listen especially to the end, and I'll tell you when the end will begin. The chanting of the holy name of Lord Vishnu is the best process of atonement for a thief of gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a Brahmin, or for one who indulges in sex with the wife of his guru or another superior. It is also the best method of atonement for one who murders women, the king or his father, for one who slaughters cows, and for other sinful men. So horrible things, terrible things, the lowest of things. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu is the part that I especially want to listen to. Such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord. Just like if I call your name, especially attentively, with seriousness, especially with love and affection, everyone's attention will come. So that's just what happens when a devotee, when someone calls out Krishna's name. So even if such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, and who therefore considers, Krishna thinks, because this person has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. Even if the person is a sinful person. Obviously, we shouldn't chant Krishna and do horrible things and then chant Krishna's name to remove it and then continue doing horrible things, because that is, then Krishna will say, this person has attracted my attention and he deserves some extra punishment for the nonsense he's doing, and then slap. Now here's, I'd like to read some of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, he's written songs about each of the verses of the Shikshastakam. He's written Bengali verses that expand the meaning of what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has said of it, and they're very, very sweet. I'll read, he begins to the first one. He says, Pita Bharana Kali Pavana Gora Gayo Achana Bhava Vitora. Lord Gauranga, whose complexion is golden and who is the deliverer of the fallen souls of Kali Yuga, sings as follows as he is overwhelmed with spiritual ecstasy. And then he has his song about the first verse. But I would like to read this, his songs about the second and third verses. O Lord, what's the second verse of the Sanskrit? O Lord, you have brought your innumerable holy names to this world, and you have taught the chanting of them to the fallen living beings just for their deliverance. Therefore, you are an ocean of mercy and compassion. You invest all your energies in your holy name, and on the chanting of your holy name, you have not placed any consideration such as time or place. Your holy name, which is like a touchstone, is none different from you. Whatever you touch to a touchstone, maybe it's base iron, it turns into gold. Something that has no value turns extremely valuable. Like gold, the most valuable. So even if I, who is like base iron or worse, touches it, the touchstone of the holy name, Nama Chintamani Krishna, then one can be turned wonderful, brilliant, like gold, and valuable. Your holy name, which is like a touchstone, is none different from you. You have distributed your holy name throughout the creation, and that is the essence of your kindness. Let that sink in. That his Krishna's distribution of his holy name is the essence of his mercy and kindness. Such is your great mercy, O Lord, but I am extremely unfortunate. Why? My attraction and love for the holy name has never come about. Therefore, the heart of Bhaktivinoda is overwhelmed with sadness. I have no attraction for Krishna's holy name, and therefore I am overwhelmed with sadness. That means the sadness cannot be kept within even. I am just sad. Why? Because I have no attraction for the holy names. What is the third verse? Even though it is the essence of your kindness, you have given this
take me in the form of your my holy names, but I have no attraction. Bhakti Vasudeva says, I'm overwhelmed by sadness. What's the third verse? If your mind is always absorbed with great care in chanting the glories of Sri Krishna, then, please listen to this very short. If your mind is always absorbed with great care, in chanting the glories of Sri Krishna, then, in that process of Krishna Kirtan, you will gain mastery over your mind. You should give up all false pride. That means giving up all pride, practically speaking, because all that we're proud of is false, temporary, asat. You should give up all false pride and always consider yourself as worthless, destitute. What does destitute mean? Poverty stricken. Lower and more humble than a blade of grass. A greater blade of grass is very humble. Everyone steps on it. But lower than a blade of grass and more humble than a blade of grass, because when one steps on grass and the foot moves away, the grass again comes up. We should not come up again. That's the point. You should practice forgiveness like that of a tree and giving up violence towards other living beings. You should protect and maintain them. In the course of your life, you should never give anxiety to others, but rather do good to them and forget about your own happiness. This is the qualities and activities of someone who is truly humble. When one has thus become a great and pious soul, these are the characteristics of a great and pious soul, because of possessing all good qualities, these are good qualities, one should abandon all desires for fame and honor and make one's heart humble. Then those good qualities and no desire for prestige or fame, then one is humble. Always knowing that Lord Krishna resides within all living creatures, one should, with great respect, show honor to all living beings at all times. Humility, mercifulness, respect towards others, and the renunciation of desires for fame and honor, one becomes virtuous by possessing these four qualities. In such a state, you should chant the glories of the Supreme Lord. And that, with that mind as the foundation and basis, one then can chant Kirtaniya Sadahari. Weeping, Bhaktivinod submits his prayer at the lotus feet of the Lord. O Lord, when will you give me possession of such qualities as these? Let's just go back to the first part of that verse. If your mind is always absorbed with great care in chanting the glories of Sri Krishna, then in that process of Krishna Kirtan, you will gain mastery over the mind. Mastery over the mind means placing it at the lotus feet of Krishna and having it filled with Krishna consciousness. With these points in mind, I would like to suggest, as we have done before, some simple practices to improve our japa. I find that for myself, I can become inspired, but to try to chant in a simple and attentive way, and the effects of chanting in an attentive way are
like night and day different from inattentive chanting. That's my experience. Because I can chant and chant and my mind is visiting every corner of the universe, of the past, of the present, and the future. And I've chanted my 16 rounds and not have chanted anything. Not have heard one mantra or one name sometimes. It's like that. The mind is astiram, chancharam. Manas chanchanam astiram. So we have to try in a very simple way, not have to in the sense that we don't have a choice, but have to in the sense that it is for our own personal, private, individual benefit that we take advantage of the gift of chanting Krishna's holy name that is the essence of Krishna's kindness. And it is so simple on one level, but due to the wild, flickering, unsteady mind, it can be quite difficult. The chaitta, passion, inattentiveness due to passion, and laya, inattentiveness due to ignorance, sleepiness, can be great enemies. But we don't have to fight a great battle and of chanting 16 rounds a day or whatever, or more and more and more attentively, and try to be that kind of a hero. Just take one simple step of trying to chant one mantra. Or sometimes the mind can get so wound up that it won't even listen to one mantra and just try to hear each word, or one word, and then go on to the next word, and feel very, very, very happy if you can hear one holy name of Krishna, because even one holy name of Krishna or one Maha Mantra is so powerful. So take it very, very simple, very extremely simple. Just try to chant one mantra. And which mantra? The one you are chanting right now. Don't try to be the great hero who chants 16 rounds attentively. Just try to chant one Maha Mantra. And to do that properly, you have to decide that this is what I am going to do right now. Even though I have unlimited things to do, my mind wants to travel all over and think about so many essential and important things. Right now, at this particular time, all I will do is listen to this one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, make my attempt at that. That's all. Those two simple principles are the basis. I will chant this one mantra attentively, or even one word at a time, one holy name at a time. And the second is, you have to be determined to do it. After all, how long does one Maha Mantra take to chant? Okay, someone tell me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, how many seconds was it? Huh? 4 or 5, something like that. So we have to have 5 seconds worth of determination. And if that's too difficult, then hurry, okay? I've done it. Krishna. Now the next one, another hurry. Hurry! Krishna. That's even less. But some sankalpa, some determination must be there, that this is what I'm going to do right now. Nothing else. All the so many essential and important, overwhelmingly important things, I'll do them 5 seconds later if I want to. But now I will listen to the Maha Mantra. If we don't make that type of a sankalpa, if our mind is wild, we will not be able to listen. And that is pramada. It is inattentive. It offends Krishna.
if we don't listen to his holy name. He's given us mercy and we turn our back on it. It's the essence of his kindness. We should not turn our back on it. So let us try one mantra now. Just one mantra.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
If, for instance, the pastimes of the Lord do come into our mind while we're chanting, or you know, some pastime of Srila Prabhupada, do we let a thought pass by, or do we immediately shut away that thought?
No, don't shut away the thought, but don't artificially try to bring it either, and let it coat your chanting of the holy names with sweetness, extra sweetness. And it won't stop you from hearing the holy name if it's natural. No, don't push those away. You ready? Well, let's start. One mantra only. One mantra only. You can hold that bead if you want to. And I've heard it said sometimes that don't go, because that can speed up the mind. Just hold it. Now, for this one mantra, what is our task? Just simply listen to this one mantra, and 5 seconds or 7 seconds, it'll be over. Don't worry. Then you can have a break and let your mind go to wherever it wants to go. Ready? Make it a determination, because without making a determination, the mind doesn't focus, because it has to be controlled by the intelligence. So make the determination. What I'm going to do now is listen to one mantra. Okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, stop. How did you do? How much did you get?
I thought we had to say
Jai
Shri Krishna first.
Yes. So how much did you listen to? What were you able to listen to?
The last
percentage. Part. The last part. The last Rama Rama Hari Hari. Okay. Thank you. How did you do?
So for the first Hari, I could.
Yes, great. How did you do, Mataji? Yeah.
I love the few Krishna's in between. Because I started seeing Krishna's form and it stopped
appearing,
and I remember your instruction of 3 months.
Then that's the mind will start talking. Oh, you're not supposed to see Krishna's form. There's like so many. Oh, you should see Krishna's form. Oh, you should quote it with. No, just talk. But that's why I suggest just listen. Don't follow it, because if you hold on to its tail, it will run away. Okay, let's try it again. This time we'll try 2 mantras, and especially I'll go 3, 2, 1, so you have time to prepare and you know what's going on, and be ready for that first Hari. That's very important, to catch the first Hari. But first you have to make a determination that during this time, all I'm going to do is listen. And this time we'll try 2 mantras. Okay? Make the determination. 3, 2, 1. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How did you do? Prabhu, how did you do?
The sound of all chanting was
my own voice. That was good? You were able to hear? How did you do, Prabhu?
Yeah, the second time it was.
Yeah. You able to listen? Yes?
I got a few words on the first one, but after that, didn't.
You did or didn't?
Didn't.
Yeah. So you have to, the third principle, the first principle is the sankalpa, make the determination. Second principle is to listen. I'm going to listen to this one mantra only, and if you don't listen to one, never mind. You can't go back and catch it. Just decide, okay, I'm going to listen to the next one. And if you don't listen to that one, never mind. I'm going to listen to the... Your freedom is the one you're chanting now. How did you do?
I missed the first
Hare
Krishna, and after that I was listening to other, but
I
was focusing to, like, I was telling my mind,
don't drift. Don't tell your mind, don't drift, just listen. Because your mind will say, what shouldn't I drift to? And they say, oh, I can't remember. And they say, oh, you should remember. You're supposed to remember. And then you say, oh, it's talking and talking and talking. Just try and listen. Now, we'll chant for a while like that, and then I'll stop it at some point. But the third principle that I forgot to mention is Yato Yato Nishchalati Manasam Shilamaskaram Tatastito Niyamitat Atmani Eva Visham Nayi. That wherever the mind goes, just bring it back under the control of the self. Under your control. In your control, this mantra I'm going to listen. Okay. Remember the first hari and then try to keep going. And if you miss one, never mind. Just go back. And then if your mind is getting extra wild and you can't hear a mantra, then just try one word. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Okay. Like the sankalpa. And if you can chant a few mantras, the mind will just quiet down. You know, and it'll say, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. And then a taste will come. If Krishna so kindly manifests himself more and more in his holy name. Make the sankalpa. In other words, just remember what you're supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to be finishing 16 rounds. Just try to chant one mantra. Make the sankalpa. 3, 2, 1.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
How do you do? How do you do? This is it for me.
It was much better. Much. First one was disaster, second one was disaster.
And then just try to listen. Don't, and when your mind will say, if you listen, it will say, you're listening very nicely, aren't you? Don't respond. Just listen to it. And I always make the joke, and I see myself do it so many times. You're listening very nicely, aren't you? And then you listen, and you're probably listening better than everyone else. Yeah. And then you just get entangled in this dialogue with who? You're talking to yourself like a crazy man. But the mind is so, can be so cunning. And it's not, this time we'll chant it, we'll start slowly like that, and then we'll speed up a little bit. Does anyone have any questions, by the way, at this point? Yeah.
Are you saying the mantra, like it has to be in one breath, or like...
No. Fast, slow, one breath, 1,000 breaths. Just listen. Don't worry about anything. Just hear. Hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because Sukadeva Goswami said, well, first we'll say that Vishnu just said, by chanting in this way, one will attract the attention of Krishna, which says, someone is chanting my name. I must take care of this person. Krishna hears. He's talking to a person, actually. He hears. He's not different from his name. Constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the way of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all. For all includes everyone. All of us. It's the essence of Krishna's kindness. Make the sankalpa. What we're going to do now, we're going to listen to what? One mantra only. Don't be overly ambitious. One mantra only. Because then otherwise the mind will say, how long do I have to do this for? Put me in a little box. How long do I have to stay in this little box? And just say one mantra. Listen. You don't have to listen to any more than this. Just one mantra to listen to. Simple. And the mind, it's a bluff. It's just like, it's like smoke. It doesn't have true. It's something that it thinks is so important at one moment, nothing the next moment. Listen. Make the sankalpa. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Remember what you're doing.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One word.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Stop for a moment. Stop for a moment. Just remember this one point, that even you say, say you've chanted 17 mantras and you haven't listened to one word, never mind. Just the one you're chanting now is where your freedom lies. Place, make the determination to hear that one. And then, never mind, be detached from success or failure. Just try your best to hear the one mantra you're listening to. Let's begin. Hare, a little faster this time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Keep going back to hearing that one mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
A little chanting, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, listen, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now stand at any speed that's comfortable for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, but listen to that mantra. One month. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
make sure you listen to one mantra. Anukirtanam, continuous. How did you do? What does good mean?
Most of the
favorites. Problem?
Mm.
Yeah.
First problem, I miss Hari. And then later on.
Yeah. Do you feel it makes a difference when you listen? Such a big difference. Yeah, I can feel the room, the atmosphere in the room is different. It's deep, deeply peaceful, deep happiness. How do you do this time? Better? Did you listen to one mantra? Yeah. How did you do, Mataji?
I could hear that sound vibration.
Yes.
Constantly.
Yes. Did your mind get more peaceful, and was it easier as you went
yes.
along? How did you do? You able to listen to one mantra? Dhyani? How did you do? Yeah. If we can just hear the Maha Mantra, then
the effect will be there. I've seen so many devotees come and become, and you have also seen this, become enthusiastic for a while, come to the temple, do service, then get involved in this and that and this, and then slowly drift away, lose interest. It didn't fulfill their hope of what was going to happen, their enthusiasm when they first came. This is perhaps the reason, one of the reasons why. And another reason is that happens is that we can't chant properly if we commit offenses to the holy name. And the wonderful thing about a nice temple and community like this is that there are so many devotees around. Nice devotees. And the most dangerous thing about a nice community like this is that there are so many devotees around. Nice devotees. Because when everyone's close together, there's always someone we don't like, and someone who does something we don't like, and someone we disagree with, and then we start having a critical mentality and this and that, and this person's like this and this person's like this, and then the Rajniti begins. Just don't. Just come, do a little, do whatever service you like to do, say Hare Krishna, and go. Quick. Stay as long as you like, but no, just don't bother with that. We come just to do seva. And look what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in that one song. He said, after all this is done, give up pride and false prestige, because these things, Raghunath Das Goswami says, they stay right until the end. They destroy. They will destroy even sadhus. You start thinking, oh, look what I've done. I've done this so nicely. I've spoken nicely. I've chanted nicely, I've given this amount, I've done this. And then where is the ability to take shelter of Krishna's names, thinking oneself lowly, fallen? We lose our ability to hold on tight because we don't think we need it. We're fine by ourselves. This is the result of offenses. So we should avoid criticizing devotees. Just understand what we're here for. We do our business. That's all. Our business is service. Don't criticize devotees and don't be inattentive and chant and hear and get the benefit of the kindness of Krishna. Now, if we started chanting now, all our minds would be on all this, what I just talked about, instead of the holy name. I mean, that's what my mind would probably do. I'd have to stop thinking about all these things. But don't think about these things. That's just something to keep in mind in Vaishnava Sadhacharya, so we can move forward in Krishna consciousness. But when we're chanting Krishna's holy names, we should only think, let me hear this one mantra, this one word. Especially, we have to become determined in that way, and especially the first words, Hare Krishna, if you can catch that, and if you can't, never mind. And know that if you keep chanting, there'll be another chance. So don't worry, and the mind will relax. If Krishna allows, we'll get a taste, Krishna will manifest, because this is what you want, you'll capture Krishna's attention. Okay, let's try one more time. First, what's the first thing you should do? Okay, well, we have to, basically, okay, what am I doing right now? Oh yes, I'm chanting japa. I'm putting my hand in my bead bag, and now I'm not just going to move the beads. I'm going to listen to the one mantra I'm chanting. my mind wanders here and there, never mind. My freedom is on the next mantra, And sometimes I find when I miss the first part of the mantra and I'm starting to feel bad, then I know that the best thing I can do to prepare for the next mantra and hearing that is to hear the end of the current mantra, the Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, and then Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. Okay, Sankalpa, 3, 2, 1.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Chant at your own speed.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna.
Listen. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Back to the one thing, hearing the language.
mind to that one point. Sometimes when my mind is very speedy, I have to slow down, and then once the mind is slowed down, then I can speed up in the quality, in the quantity. Yes. Any questions or comments? Yeah.
If we still have rounds to finish and we're tired, do we then chant the rounds of the day, or do we postpone the rounds until the next day when we can chant the tent?
I mean, what's the best thing to do?
What is the best thing to do?
The best thing to do is to chant attentively on that day. That's the best thing to do. So I didn't take the two alternatives that you presented. That's the best thing to do. So it's when you're sitting and speaking, it's always best to present the ideal, and then people will adjust it as they want, but that's the best thing. Any other questions or comments? Yes?
Maharaj, while chanting, sometimes the mind becomes completely blank. You're not focusing on anything, neither listening sometimes, it doesn't go away, it doesn't wander away, it doesn't think about anything else. So the mind is not in control, neither is the center. So that's flux, where it's completely lost time. So the one point that you mentioned is bringing back. So that's where.
That's you. I would imagine that's a stage before going to sleep. Just before. It's so funny how the mode of ignorance, sometimes it starts to resemble the mode of goodness. And then boom. Because there's a peacefulness attached to it, and then it goes into ignorance. That's what it sounded like. I don't know.
No, that's, I did not realize that. Yes, it happened. That happened, then I go to sleep.
So we should try it here, the Holy Name. Same simple instruction all the time. Try and listen. And if some, as Abhishek is saying also, that if you're too tired, sometimes, if someone is very, very pure and very, very strong, you know, that no matter how tired they are, if they hear the if they touch the holy names, their consciousness awakens, but sometimes it's just better to take a little rest and chant Hare Krishna so you can listen. If your mind is just simply too tired, or sometimes you bathe and it refreshes the body and the mind, or maybe you can just take some water, or sometimes breathe some, get some fresh air or something, and then some comes up, consciousness comes up.
do we just continue just trying to focus on hearing the mind?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, because the mind will try to aversion and attraction. Vistaraga baya krodha man maya marupashita bahavo gyan tapasa prutamat bahamagata. But the aversions and attractions in this world also, they're just traps. Icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata, dualities. Just try to hear. Just try to hear. Just try to, and then the bad thoughts or whatever thoughts will go.
I have one last question.
Yeah.
Sorry for
Yes.
I find that sometimes I have to finish my rounds on the train because I do travel to and from uni. I know it's not ideal to chant on the train, but
chanting on the train or not chanting on the train, no problem. It's just whether you can listen or not. So if you chant really loudly, then you'll easily be able to hear. But there may be a problem. Maybe not. The point is the hearing.
My father said you shouldn't chant too loudly because if the others hear and they tell you to keep quiet, they might commit an offense against them.
I was being somewhat facetious because I doubt anyone will do that on in a public transportation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. In the old days we would do things like that, but not so much nowadays. But another thing, you know, someone was telling me just to take this go like this. It might have been your father even. You just hold your hand over one ear even. It makes the sound louder so you don't have to chant loudly to hear it. Or sometimes use these little earplugs you can get that make the sound louder. It appear to be louder within. But it's harder for that reason because there's so many distractions. But the principle is just listening. So if you could do that, wherever you are is okay. But yes, it's not ideal. In the old days, the sadhus, they used to, because the materialistic vibration was so strong, and this was 500 years ago, what to speak of now, where there's, did you ever notice that if the little things, the lock the car, you know, the little buttons you push, the central locking, if you're so far away, you do that, and the button, the lock will go up or down. That means that those waves are going over, and there's probably, at this very moment as we speak, there's probably millions of people in the world who are pushing their things, so that's going around, and all the mobile phone things are subtly in the ether, and then there's the radio waves and the television waves and the internet waves and the this and the that, and that really does disturb the mind. So in the olden days where there was none of that because of the materialistic sound vibrations of people talking and their activities, sadhus would go into, they would have caves underneath the ground where they would chant, where it would be more peaceful, where those vibrations wouldn't affect them. So it is actually very difficult. But if somehow or another we could hear the holy names, and we can, you know, if we could do that and get up a little early or whatever, if we can just somehow hear the holy names, we'll be benefited. And because it's difficult in this Kali Yuga to control the mind, because everyone's mind tends to be disturbed by one thing or another, therefore gathering together and together singing Sankirtan, the holy names, is especially wonderful and required also.
Did you have a question?
Maharaj, you said that he commits the offenses towards devotees, but he justifies devotees that have affinity for hearing him go down, devotees.
Yeah, that's the effect. We lose taste.
So when we are struggling, like you told us to do sankalpa, and when we are struggling for hearing, so how do we distinguish when our mind is not listening and it's not hearing, or whether we have committed an offense?
Don't worry, just try and listen.
because that will be another trick of the mind. Oh, maybe I've committed offense. I wonder why I offended today. I shouldn't do that again. I should apologize. And then you won't hear anything. Just don't worry about anything, because the cure, the best cure for offenses is to constantly chant. To, of course, if we know we did something, we can apologize and ask for forgiveness. And of course, it's better to not do that. But the cure, anyways, is constant chanting. So don't worry, don't get entangled in all those things. You follow what I mean? Just try and listen to the Holy Name.
Because I thought that when we are not able to pay attention, we reveal to us whether we have committed an annoying offense to someone, so should we not be wary of that?
We should be wary of committing offenses while we're not chanting. But when we're chanting, we should just listen. Because to not listen is offensive. They said, just listen to Krishna's holy name. Just don't get entangled in all the thinking about life. At that particular time, just try to hear Krishna's holy name. Any other questions? Coming, but you're all working very hard during the week and still you came. The holy names are very kind to you all, and we're all able to take advantage of their kindness. Thank you very much. Thank you.